Closing arguments ended this afternoon in the misdemeanor child abuse trial against Joaquin Arambula. Now, the Fresno Assemblyman's fate is in the hands of the jury. FM89's Monica Velez has more.
Prosecutor Steve Wright started off by telling the jury Joaquin Arambula has two sides to him. The sweet and nice guy the public sees, and the father who is easily frazzled and becomes physical with his three daughters when they start acting out.
Doesn't want people to know he's not the perfect parent. I can understand that, but I can't understand throwing your daughter under the bus in order to protect your own reputation.
Wright says Arambula's 7-year-old daughter told her second grade teacher, Fresno Police, and Child Protective Services her dad hit her on the side of her face. Wright says she's being truthful, and her story only changed after her family member spoke to her.
The difference in her testimony here in court versus the others is it's clear that she's minimizing, maybe trying to protect her father, her family.
He says the 7-year-old was coached on what to say in court, but the defense attorney, Michael Aide, tells a jury it's unreasonable to think the family is protecting Arambula over the child. And he says the CPS investigation holds more weight than the police department's.
Aide made a determination that they were unable to substantiate how that injury occurred.
Arambula testified he only spanked his daughter on the bottom. Aide says a 7-year-old is embellishing the story she told. If convicted, Arambula could face up to 6 months in county jail. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.